Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Lots About Something podcast. This is the podcast where we, the Lots, always talk about something. Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your day and your week. My name is Chris. I am one of your hosts for today, and I am, of course, joined, as always, by my lovely bride, Tina. How are you doing today, Tina?
Doing good.
Tina, we are creating a bad habit or a bad pattern, so to speak, when it comes to the podcast. Have you noticed this in the last few weeks? Where we're going, we were doing so good, like having an episode every single week. And now it's like we're doing one and then skipping a week. And we're doing one and skipping a week. And to be honest, the seven listeners that we have, I think, are getting sick of it. I think they're getting sick of us and our attitude about the podcast.
I want to do a podcast every week. Sometimes, if it's real late at night, though, and we haven't already done it, sometimes it's put on the back burner.
But we're gonna keep doing it. Last week we had our open door at church, and we didn't get home to almost 10 o'clock. And by the time we got home, it had been a super long day. We had not been home since early that morning, and we just didn't get one. We just didn't get one in the book. So I know it's an excuse, but that was the reason.
Well, I think too, if we're gonna be busy on Sunday, we need to fit it in on a Saturday.
Yeah.
That's just on, it falls on us. Sometimes we're a little busy.
It was a lack of preparation, probably, and foresight. I think that was me, because I didn't think about it on Saturday until Sunday. And then I thought, shoot, we should have done the podcast on Saturday. And so I'll take the blame that I didn't think of it ahead of time, that we should have done it early. So, but we're back. And we're thankful for everybody being here. If you're a returning listener, welcome. Hi, hello. Thank you for being one of our seven faithful listeners every single week. Well, every other week, the last couple of weeks. If you're a brand new listener, welcome in. Thanks so much for hanging out. Thank you for stopping by. And man, just make yourself at home. Kick your feet up, unless you're driving. You know, 10 and 2. If you're driving, just make sure you're safe. But we appreciate you being here. Tina, it's been a couple of weeks since we did a What's New. So I would imagine that we've got several things that we need to jump into since the last time we did the podcast. So this is a segment that we do every single time that we do the podcast. It's What's New, and we just talk about what's new since the last time we had an episode. Do you want to talk about, you got anything you want to talk about, Tina?
Do you?
Yeah,
I do. Do you go ahead and start?
I want to just, want to express the fact that over the last couple of weeks, I have been made aware of something that I think I knew existed, but I didn't have a name for it, but now I do. And that's Tina time.
Tina time.
And here's how Tina time works. When Tina thinks it's time, then she just goes and does what she wants to do, regardless of anything else that's going on and anything else that is happening. It doesn't matter what the rules are or the expectations are. When it's Tina's time, it's time.
Are you going to have to elaborate?
I've got an example for you.
Please do give.
So it's been a couple of weeks. So do you remember Halloween night here at our neighborhood? So our neighborhood has a pretty good like gathering of people on that night. Most of our neighbors are pretty, you know, generous. They come out, they give out candy and that kind of stuff. And so we have a pretty good neighborhood. And so we have some young, I guess they're cousins, right? Young cousins, and they were going to come over. Unfortunately, Blaney was sick. He didn't get to come, but Angela came with Brayden, and they were going to trick or treat. And so we told them to come by the house around 5 and we'd go trick or treating, right? And so we're here and we kind of got our stuff together. And then we were, Braden was like, well, what time are we going to go? What time are we going to go? Because he's antsy. You know, he's like, he's ready to go. Tina time kicked in and said, we're going at 5:30. It's trick-or-treating starts at 5:30.
Well, I don't know if there's a rule of what time trick-or-treating starts.
Yeah, but in Tina time, 5:30 was it. Okay. And so Tina time kicked in and I went and sat outside with the candy. I got a guest here. If you're watching us on Spotify, Boots just came in and he's trying to be on the podcast.
he was typing something.
So at 5 o'clock or 5:30, we go outside. I manned my station. I had a little station you had set up for me outside, had a table, some decorations. Mm-hmm. Like pumpkins, friendly decorations. Yeah. My bucket of candy, a chair. Mm-hmm. It was a little wet. It started to drizzle a little bit, but you were ready. And then you and Braden and Angela and Emma hit the streets to go trick-or-treating. Why? Because it's Tina time.
That doesn't mean everybody else runs on Tina time.
That's what we figured out that night.
Halfway around the block. We were like, I don't think it's time to trick-or-treat yet. So we came back and said to what, six?
Yeah, about six. Yeah,
we weren't the only ones walking. There were some more people on Tina Town.
I don't know.
There was a couple people.
I don't know, because here's what happened while y'all were gone walking around the block. I don't know what kind of success you're having, but I'm sitting in our house and there's not a soul on the road. I mean, there aren't cars. There aren't people sitting outside. I'm the only one sitting outside, and I'm the only one on our street, and there's not a trick-or-treater in sight. And I get a text message from Emma, and I thought it was hilarious. Let me just pull it up here. Let me see if I can find it. It says, this is what she texts me. Mom made us look like weirdos. We're the only ones walking around. This is so embarrassing. I text her back, LOL, in all capital letters with three exclamation points. Yeah, I'm the only one sitting outside because she said it was time. And then I took a picture of our street to the left and to the right of where I was sitting. It is blank. Well, there is nothing.
I mean, I don't think there's a specific time. I think 5:30 is a perfect time.
Yeah.
With it getting darker early anyway. You might as well go on and get it going, especially if kids go to bed early. Let's just start it when we want to, finish it when we want to.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Tina time. Tina time decided 5:30. So if anybody's ever wondering what time trick-or-treating starts, according to Tina time, it's 5:30. And everybody else was late. That's what I think, Tina.
Now, when everybody started coming, when it got like dark.
Oh, yeah.
It was hopping.
Now, when everybody finally caught up with Tina time and they actually came outside, our street was filled with people. Mm-hmm. It was packed. Just not at 5:30. It just
wasn't. I think too, because of the rain, it held people back a little bit. Or they would have been at trick or treating too.
Yeah, maybe so. All right. Hey Tina, you look very lovely today. Very pretty.
Thank you.
You're awfully dressed up for the podcast.
I thought if I looked the part, I might as well go ahead and continue to look this way.
If you're watching us on Spotify, you can see Tina in
clothes.
In real clothes.
In real clothes. My hair's down a bit.
So the reason that you're dressed up, it's not just for the podcast. Like, I think this was an afterthought. But the reason that you are dressed up tonight is because we just got back from family pictures. We've had a pretty long day today, actually. Mm-hmm. Got up super early. Went to church. Did three church services. And came home. Then left again, went to family pictures, came home, left again, went to Teresa's, and now we're home for the third time.
Mm-hmm. Emma said she wanted to go.
It was Emma's idea to go to Teresa's.
I don't even care if we're broke and don't have any money. If anybody in the family says, hey, Dad, you want to go to Teresa's?
Oh, we're going.
We're going, even if we're scraping the coins together to get, you know.
We would choose to eat at Teresa's if it meant cut the power off. It would be worth it.
No, that's not true. But sometimes you just don't want to cook. So when you nod your head and give us the roundabout, let's go, I'm going. Even if I didn't want it.
Oh, you want it. It's delicious.
Our waitress was really nice. She was real sweet tonight, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was. Mm-hmm. I don't think we'd ever had her before. We didn't see the robot, which was a little disappointing.
He must have been charging.
But it really wasn't prime time yet. It really wasn't like full on.
We didn't even know if they were open.
Yeah.
You know, we eat so early and it gets dark a little bit earlier now.
Yeah.
But they were there. Our little fella come by and spoke to us to make sure we were doing good. And I don't know what it is. Not every place has good Diet Pepsi. But man, they put something in their Diet Pepsi. It makes you go back for a second cup. It's that good.
It's that Teresa. It's that Teresa touch.
It's that good. And it made me feel good all the way home.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did, Tina.
Emma thought it was because I was tired. I think it's because I had two Diet Pepsis.
Yeah, you were awfully giggly.
I'm just tired, too. So.
Yeah, we've been up since 5 a.m.
Partly why I haven't changed my clothes yet, because I haven't got my pajamas on.
Okay.
I take that back. I do have my pajama pants on. Nobody can see them. But the up top, I still have my sweater on. So.
Okay. You got anything else for what's new, Tina? You can't think of anything? It's been 2 weeks. We hadn't done any. Oh, you put your Christmas decorations up.
Some of them.
You put the tree in a new spot. If you're watching this on Spotify, if you look through your camera, we can actually see them.
It's in the corner back there.
See it in the corner. It's a new spot. It's got mixed reviews in the house. Some people in the house like where it's at. I haven't heard anything directly, but I've gotten reports that there are some people in the house not big fans of the location of the tree this year. What's your take on that?
My ornaments aren't on it yet, so I figured we'd sit it there for a week or so since it's still kind of early. And if we decided to move it, we can just slide it over to where it normally is.
Yeah.
It's not that hard to do. So right now it's okay.
I'm a fan of where it's at. I have no qualms about it.
I mean, I've got several up in the house, so that's just the one in the living room.
Okay.
We have been trying to keep boots out of the tree. That I had some people on the stream talking about cats and Christmas trees, but I found my sister brought some spray over, and I think that it's worked for the most part.
Yeah, we still got a cat, if you're wondering, if you're keeping score. We still have the cat,
and I think he's growing on you a little bit.
No.
I do. You'll never say it, but I do think that he's growing on you. No. So. I will say I talk about grocery pickup and grocery delivery and all that, and yesterday I'm enjoying Kroger and Boost. I enjoy it for the most part. But I like to give my lady viewers out there just heads up, you know, in case they ever want to do Kroger Boost. My grievance, I guess, would be with Kroger Boost is when you talk to your Instacart ladies or gentlemen, whoever's shopping for you, and they substitute stuff, sometimes they do not substitute the same amount as I would preference, or I would think that they would do. For instance, yesterday they had some Green Mountain Coffee K-Cups, you know? Buy one, get one free. So I would have paid $4.98 for two boxes of K-Cups. Well, I got a little message saying that they were substituting my coffee K-Cups. But it was like the same thing, just different somehow. So I was like, well, that's fine. Well, when I got my receipt for my Kroger pickup, it was a lot more money than what I was thinking it was going to be. And it was because my K-Cups, instead of paying $4.98 for two boxes, they gave me the big box, and it was $23. I about fell on the floor. I'm still struggling with it. You told me not to worry about it, that we'd be drinking it. But that's my only thing with that. If they're going to substitute it, I wish it would be close to the same price, not that way out of range.
Yeah.
So that may be something new.
Okay.
I'm just rambling.
Hey, we also got to get one other thing just really quick, is we also got a cake another cake gifted to us today by Mickey at the church. A poppy seed cake. We hadn't had a chance to eat it yet because we really hadn't been home in enough for enough time. But here's the question I got. It's not the fact that we got another cake. The question I have is, did we get another plate?
I don't think it's on a plate. I don't know if Mickey listens to the podcast or not. But, you know, people are giving us stuff now, and they are not giving us their plates.
Nope.
The word's getting out that the lots keep plates.
Yeah.
And so nobody's giving us plates, or it's on a paper plate to be thrown away.
They're getting smart.
I still accept cakes, regardless of what. You can just put it in some tinfoil. We will take the cake. Yeah, I mean, I'm perfectly fine.
We will take the cake.
I met Mickey today.
But if you bring it on a plate, we will keep it.
I've never met Mickey before.
Sweet lady.
But she introduced herself. She said, "Hi, my name's Mickey." Like Mickey Mouse. And she's like, "What's yours?" And I was like, "I'm Christy." So anyway,
okay.
I met Mickey today.
Well, very good. Well, Tina, let's get an update from your fantasy football. You are currently in ninth place, 62-48. You got five right this week, but I also got five right. The only person that got more than five right was Megan, who got six right.
And Ben.
And oh, Ben did. And Megan has moved into sole
third
place position.
Lauren is still in first.
Lauren's still in first. B-Ball's still in second. Megan's in third. And I'm in fourth.
Okay.
Jessica has slid down to tie for fifth place.
She's been busy, I think, because I don't quite know if she's paying attention.
And then
may be paying attention.
And then we looked at your fantasy football team. Mm-hmm. Your fantasy football team, not the Pick'ems. Mm-hmm. And you're probably going to win today.
I'm not bragging. Yeah. I'm not going to say a word to him next week.
I think it's pretty locked in that you're going to win.
Yeah. I think I'm playing Stephanie.
Yeah.
Her team is sad.
I don't think Jessica's paying attention to her team because the last 2 weeks she's played a hurt quarterback.
Oh. I have you help me. Look at mine to make sure all my fellas are working.
Yeah. So anyway, that's our fantasy football update. Tina, how would you like for us to get into some weird news? How do you feel about that?
Let's do it. I got to go take a bath.
Well, no, we got weird news to cover.
I'm saying after this, I got to go take a bath.
Oh, I thought you were about to like just get up and leave right now.
No, we're doing the podcast.
All right. So weird news. So if you're not familiar with weird news, we just talk about weird things that we've found in the news. And we don't really read the articles. We only read the headlines and then talk about the headlines, okay?
Okay.
So, first one is this. I've got a couple of sports things to talk about today. Start off with a sports topic, and that is World Series champions. We crowned a brand new World Series champion this year since the last time we did the podcast.
I don't even know who won it.
No? You want to take any guesses? Just a wild guess of who you think.
I don't even know who played in it.
All right, so let me try to give you some teams that I don't think I can remember all of them, but let me just see. So
you had the Braves, the Phillies.
You had the Braves, the Phillies, the Rockies, and who was the other one? That was the final four. Braves, Phillies, Rockies, somebody else. And then you had I don't even know if I remember who was on the other side. All right.
We don't know who played in the World Series?
I don't. I know who won the World Series.
I don't know who played in the World Series either.
I know who won the World Series.
Once the Braves got out, I didn't really care for it.
Yeah. Well, all right. So obviously, we're not prepared to talk about that part of this, but here's it. It was the Texas Rangers.
They won?
They won the World Series. Now, here is
okay.
So here's some context to this. So the Texas Rangers at their field, they play at Chase Field. They actually have a swimming pool in their field. Like, not in it, but like as part of the stadium. It's just part of the decor of the stadium. You know, different stadiums have different things. And so they have a pool.
Like people can go swimming in the pool?
Well, yeah. Like, okay, hold on.
I don't understand what you're saying.
So let me just pull it up. Chase, excuse me. Chase Field Pool. So like, yeah, it's like a swimming pool that people can get in.
While they're playing ball?
Yeah. Well, no, hold on. Wait. Maybe I'm wrong. They played the Arizona Diamondbacks. That's who they played. I'm sorry. The pool is not at the Texas Rangers Stadium. I'm so sorry. It's at the Arizona Diamondbacks Stadium. That's where Texas won the championship, was in Arizona at their stadium. My apologies for the confusion. Okay, so are you with me? So Arizona, Texas, the Rangers played the World Series.
The Diamondbacks.
They were in Arizona.
Yes.
And the Rangers won the World Series in Arizona.
So it's Arizona Diamondbacks and the Texas Rangers.
Yes.
And who won it?
So the Rangers won it.
In Arizona?
Yep.
They won on away team?
Yes.
Field?
Yes.
Wow.
So, but here's the deal. There's a little bit of controversy around it because typically in the past, during celebrations, people have jumped in this swimming pool at Chase Field. Well, the controversy is they closed the pool down and there was no fans allowed to jump in the pool as part of the celebration when the Rangers won in Arizona. So the article is security prevents Rangers from celebrating in Chase Field pool after winning the World Series. What are your thoughts about this? Controversy.
I'm still surprised that there is a swimming pool on a baseball field.
Yeah.
That people can get in.
I mean, like, I think it's a special perk. Like I don't think you can just show up and get in the pool.
Buy a ticket.
I'm sure there's something like that.
And then you buy the ticket to get in the pool.
It's kind of like, I would think it's the equivalent of like at our local minor league team, you can pay, you know, you can pay or you can set up something special to go be in the porch area. Now, we don't have a swimming pool, but we got that porch area that you can go and mingle in. Our church has used that before. I would imagine it's something like that.
Okay.
Now, we could ask Google, how do you...
I'm not really that worried about it.
Use the pool at... Oh, no, we're going to cover it. Chase Field. Okay. All right. So, yeah, it looks like you buy tickets for the pool. So, like, it's like a pool ticket.
Okay.
And then they have field events and those kind of stuff.
That's something I did not know.
Yeah. So, no opinion about the fact that they refused the Rangers' right to jump into their pool.
Well, you're talking about baseball players?
I'm just saying fans.
Oh, Ranger fans?
Like, if there's a fan in Arizona watching their team win the World Series, they want to jump in the pool.
But they can't get in the pool unless they bought a ticket. To get in the pool.
Yeah. You're making this way more complex.
Okay.
They're celebrating. When you're celebrating, you don't care about tickets. You just jump in the pool. And Arizona said no because the Rangers won. You can't jump in our pool.
Oh, it's not even the pool. It's not even their fans that won the ball game.
No, they're a visiting team.
I get it now. I'm tired. I'm so sorry. I understand what you're telling me. So it'd be like us being a Braves fan going to
another stadium and jumping in their pool.
We win and want to get in their pool.
And they're like, no, because you're not we're not celebrating your win.
Well, I mean, I guess they can do what they want to do. Unless I bought a ticket. And I bought a ticket to get in the pool. Then I'd probably get in the pool.
You're hung up. You're pretty hung up on this ticket deal.
Heard of a swimming pool at a baseball field.
All right.
And I'm tired. So who knows what you're going to get tonight when you ask these crazy, crazy things. So.
Okay. All right. I've got another. Let's move on to our next topic.
Okay.
We've talked a lot about cats recently. In our lost episode that nobody will ever hear, we did cat trivia, cat jokes. Cat caused a lot of issues in our home for a little while. But let's change the topic. Let's talk about dogs. Very sad news in dog world. Because the headline is Bobby, the world's oldest dog ever, He dies in Portugal at the age of 31. How do we feel about that?
I was reading the article underneath it. That's very sad. He was an old dog.
31. Mm-hmm. That's pretty old. World's oldest dog ever. Yeah. According to this article. I can't verify that, but I'm just saying according to this article.
Yeah, it is sad.
Okay. All right. You want to hear some Taylor Swift news?
Okay.
Here's the headline. Couple's viral Taylor Swift jar has a wife paying a quarter whenever she mentions the star. So evidently this lady in Maryland talks about Taylor Swift way too much, and they've set up a jar in their home that she has to put a quarter into every time she mentions her.
Yeah, that's interesting. Some people love Taylor, though. Yeah. I'm interested to see how many quarters are in the jar.
Yeah. What do you if we had a situation like that, what do you think would be our jar?
Complaining jar.
A complaining jar?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think that we talk about way too much that we're like, you know what, if you talk about that anymore, we're going to, not like complaining, and obviously we don't swear, so but it wouldn't be like a swear jar, complaining jar, but is there a topic that we would create that we it would be?
What are we eating for dinner?
That would be it. That would be it.
What are we eating?
Yeah, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, last one, last sports, and then a follow-up. Sports news, and then follow-up trivia, okay?
Okay.
LeBron James just set another milestone. Do you know who LeBron James is?
Sure.
Do you know what sport he plays?
Basketball.
Do you know what team he plays on? Mm-mm. He plays on the Los Angeles Lakers right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Always played on the Lakers?
No, he started off in Cleveland, and then he went to Miami, then he went back to Cleveland, and now he's in Los Angeles.
Cleveland.
Cavaliers. Basketball.
Oh.
Yeah. So, all right. Earlier this year, he set a record he broke the all-time scoring record. And he scored more points than anybody else in the NBA. So that happened earlier this year in February. I believe today he set another record. He's the first NBA player ever to record 5,000 turnovers in his entire career. So he has given, though he has scored more points than anybody else, he has also given the ball away more than anybody else in NBA history.
That's not good, is it?
No. It's not good.
So, is he better than Michael Jordan?
Not even close. Not even close. He's not even close to being better than Michael Jordan.
I didn't think so, but I'm half tired, so I'm listening to what you're saying, but I didn't think he'd be better than Michael Jordan.
No, Michael Jordan is the greatest player of all time.
You say that, but when you made me watch the Michael Jordan thing, I was very turned off by Michael Jordan.
You didn't like the documentary?
I did not. I know we're not talking about that, but he was very arrogant.
Well, he's the greatest basketball player of all time.
I didn't like that about Michael Jordan.
Well, he didn't turn the ball over 5,000 times, I tell you that right now. He hadn't lost more times in the NBA Finals than he's won. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, he's not getting talked about right now.
Well,
the news article.
You know why? Because he's a legend. He gets talked about all the time. I wore his shoes today, and he hadn't been playing basketball in years.
Those shoes also get put in boxes, and you can barely touch them.
Yeah, you can't touch them.
I think that's crazy.
Yeah. No, those are special shoes. Not like Forrest Gump special shoes, just a different kind of special shoes.
People love Jordans and they love shoes like that. And I've talked about it before, but if you got to have shoes and then protect them and put them in a box and just have more than one pair and put them in boxes, I don't see the point in that.
Okay. All right. So in light of this record that LeBron James has set, I'm just going to give you a quick trivia of other sports records and see if you know who holds them.
Okay.
All right, so this one I think is fairly easy. It's the 100-meter dash. Who has run the 100-meter dash faster than anybody else?
You're going to have to give me a clue. You're going to have to give me two names and let me guess. I have no idea.
All right. Carl Lewis or Usain Bolt?
Usain Bolt.
Yep, that's it. You won.
It's like you had to think about Carl. So
yeah, all right. Okay. So Usain Bolt has he set that record in 2009. Hadn't been broken since.
I'm not going to know any of these.
No, you will. You will. Okay, here's another one, and I think you'll get this. Who's won more NASCAR wins, more NASCAR races than anyone else?
I mean, I don't know many people.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say Dale Earnhardt Jr.
I think that'd be a really good guess. I don't know how many he's won. I don't know a whole lot about NASCAR. I would think that would be a great guess.
Jeff Gordon? No?
I mean, I would think that's a good guess. Richard Petty.
Oh, no. I never would have got that.
Richard Petty. Okay. Won more NASCAR races than anyone else.
I never would have got that.
Okay, here we go. Okay, in the NFL, I think you can get this one if you'll really think about it.
Okay.
Who has the most receiving yards? Like, they've caught the ball for the most amount of yards of all time. I'll give you a hint. 49ers. San Francisco 49ers.
Deion Sanders?
No. No. Jerry Rice.
I would never know that. I don't know this.
Okay.
Did Deion Sanders ever play for the 49ers?
No. No, he did. He hasn't.
He should have.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. In college, so we're doing college pick'ems.
Yeah. Okay.
Who has won the most consecutive games back to back to back? What team has won the most consecutive games? In college football of all time. This happened in 1957, by the way.
College?
Yeah, college football. All right, I'm going to give you a hint. Their name starts with the letter O.
But there's a lot of O's.
Yeah.
Oklahoma.
Yes, that is right. That is right, Tina.
Yes. Oklahoma Wood.
Oklahoma. Oklahoma Sooners.
Sooners?
Yeah.
I've never.
Okay.
I have no idea.
All right, here we go. So.
I just guessed on that one.
All right, let's see. I'm just looking through this little list here. See if I can. I'm just trying to find a name that I think that you would know.
Yeah. That's
okay,
tough.
Here we go. Who has pitched the most amount of no-hitters in baseball history?
I mean, I only know so many.
Okay.
So I'd say John Smoltz.
Okay. No, that's not it. Okay. Fun fact. I'm going to give you a hint. Okay. I think this will help you. He plays for the same team that we just talked about that won the World Series this year. He played for that team. He played for some other teams, too.
That's supposed to help me?
Yeah.
Do I know this person?
I think so. Nolan Ryan. Nope. You don't know who Nolan Ryan is?
I wouldn't have known that.
Wow. Okay. All right, let me find one more. Let's see. I don't think. No, we don't know anything about that. Let's go down to the bottom here. Let's see. All right. I don't think you'll remember that. Oh, here we go. Who had the most lopsided victory ever in college football? Okay. The score was 22-0. I'm going to give you a couple hints. It happened in 1916, and it's one of the two teams that I root for.
You root for Georgia Tech.
And?
Gamecocks.
So which one of the two teams is that? That you think won a game in 1916, 222
Well, I don't think it is Georgia Tech because you said and. So I'm going to have to go with the Gamecocks.
That would be incorrect.
No, it was Georgia Tech.
It was Georgia Tech.
Well, why would you say and? I named it on the button. Because
I was trying to get you to think about the other two.
I was naming on the button. I had it right.
Yeah, you did, but you missed it. You missed it.
Not really, because I said it first.
Okay. All right. Well, you did okay with that
one. I told you I wasn't going to do good at that.
You did okay
with that. Now, if you would have done like the food championship or something.
All right. Well, maybe we can do that next time.
I did finish. You talking about what's new. I was trying to think of what's new. Big Brother ended. That was something new. We watched the end of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's been going on.
Okay. All right, Tina, give us a wow for today.
Okay. Tina's tired. Can you tell?
Yeah, it's Tina time.
Hey, it's not been boring to put in the archives, though. It's been a very entertaining podcast.
So entertaining.
So let's go ahead and entertain a little bit more. What are you laughing at?
I'm with you. We're going to entertain some more.
With the wow for tonight, folks, comes from 2 Corinthians 1:4. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. 2 Corinthians 1:4.
Okay.
I've been doing devotions about that this week. I thought that was a good little scripture. I think sometimes we go through things. I've said it before. Sometimes we go through certain things and, you know, the Lord comforts us. But then he may put someone in our path that may be going through similar situations later on in life. And we are able to help somehow with what we've gone through and walked through to comfort them. So I thought that was a good little wow for today.
I like it, Tina. Good job. Feel good about it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, wonderful. Well, guys, that's about all that we got for you today. Back this week, question mark on next week. We'll see what happens. So we do appreciate you guys jumping in. No, our plan, we're trying to be really good. We don't want to get into, we've already gotten into a bad pattern. We got to get back into a good pattern. But nonetheless, man, we appreciate you guys hanging out if you made it this far. Man, we'd love for you to connect with us. You can do that by hitting the follow button or subscribe button, whatever platform you might be listening or watching on, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, listening or watching on Spotify. So we'd love for you to do that. You can also connect with us on the Lots About Something Instagram page and find us there. And that's about it. That's about all we got for you. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. To our 7 faithful listeners, we love you. And to our new listeners, if you made it this far, appreciate it. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. And until next time.
See ya.
Bye, guys. Y'all have a great one.